This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the fun.
Down, thoughts high, and moods good. Let's hope that's the case. This is the Good Day program in our American Family Farmer. Every week at this time, we get together to discuss what's going on in the American Family Farm with American Family Farmers. Who are they? Why are we focused on them? We're focused on them because there's a problem. There's a problem with food supplies. There's a farm problem generally. The activists who are well-intentioned sometimes screw things up. I'll give you a couple of examples of that as we go through our conversation today. I put this program together based on my experience as a dairy farmer. I've been around cows all my life, and my experience as a broadcaster. I have been in the raw milk business. I have been in the regular dairy business. I have never been in the meat business because I love my cows and I don't eat my friends. And that's, people always chuckle when they hear me say that. As a matter of fact, I think the first time I met our guest today, I told her that, or I shared that with her. And when you find out who she is and understand her background, you'll know why it is that we are simpatico. This program is not only aimed at the family farmers in America, but the businesses that support them, and of course the locavores, the people who eat and use the produce and dairy that is produced on their farms. Sally Fallon Morrell is a lady who has been associated with raw milk. That's how I first met her. She's the person who's in charge, however, of a movement. I think probably that's the best way of putting it. The movement that that's connected to the Weston A. Price Foundation. Dr. Price did a lot of research into food, sustaining food, Weston A. Price travel around the world. She's written a book called Raw Milk, Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fat for Health and Happiness. And this is, of course, the best product that comes out of raw milk. Sally, nice to talk to you again.
How are you doing? Thanks for having me. When we grass feed our cows and that fat's in the raw milk, completely raw, those give you these critical vitamins that Dr. Price found were so important for good health.
How would you say the battle is going? There's a lot of discussion. I remember when we first talked about what was going on in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts. Massachusetts did allow the sale of raw milk, but it was always with a big protest and caveats, and it took me a year to convince the Board of Health, even though I didn't have to, that it would be okay to sell raw milk. The fellow who's chairman of the board used to call it white death.
Well, you'll be able to go to his funeral because you're drinking white death. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. I find it interesting that people still have this perception that is based on what they're learning in the big academic circles,
what their doctors tell them. You know, on our farm, we make raw cheese. And we've had people say, "Oh, I'd love to eat your cheese, but my cardiologist would kill me."
Yeah.
And our answer to that is, you eat our cheese, and you can go to your cardiologist's funeral.
Yeah. Right. And but that's the thing. Everybody lumps fat into. This is something that is commonly misunderstood. That all fats are bad because we hear the term fat and we think that people who are fat are unhealthy, and they are, but that's because they're absorbing the wrong fats. And that's
the
a whole educational
fat.
Process in itself, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. The wrong fats are not the saturated fats. They're not the butter fats that you eat or the butter fat in the milk. The wrong fats are the industrial fats and oils.
Mm-hmm.
And they've only been around for 130 years, even 100 years. And this huge increase in chronic disease has exactly paralleled our consumption of these bad fats.
Mm-hmm. So,
natural fats, yeah.
So this is an extension. A lot of people have heard of Weston A. Price.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The book Nutrition and Physical Degeneration was something that he wrote based on what he found in the primitive populations of the world, which you have sort of brought back into focus here in America. And so is this book just the next extension of that work, or is there something that's brand new here that we need to separate out from Weston A. Price?
Well, certainly there's a lot of emphasis on the fat-soluble vitamins in the book. I have a very long chapter on these vitamins, and that was Dr. Price's focus, vitamins A, D, and K, which were so high in the traditional diet, whether they were in the tropics or in the Arctic. And we only get these vitamins from animal fats, organ meats and animal fats. But there's a lot more in this book. It's funny, I actually wrote the outline for this book almost 20 years ago. I was working with Mary Enig, and we kind of jotted down an outline for a book on fats, and it just sat there in my little box on my desk all these years. Mm-hmm. And finally I've had the opportunity to write the book. So unfortunately Mary's no longer with us, but I've dedicated the book to her memory and tried to put into a kind of readable, you know, entertaining form this really serious subject about fats, because if we don't get the fats right, we say get your fats right, you know. Nothing else we do as far as nutrition is going to count.
Well, there's the mindset of people. We'll take a couple of different routes here in our time together. One of them has to do with the attention. I don't know what it is about this week, but every time I go through my news feeds, 14 or 15 different sites a day that I use for my regular program, there seems to invariably be something else about vaccines and why children need them or why they don't need them. And there's a whole, if you understand immunity and the immune system, basically it's built on the things that you write about or Dr. Price wrote about. And I wondered how this influenced your rearing of your own children.
Well, my own children weren't vaccinated, and they were raised on lots of fat, lots of butter and cream and eggs, bacon, meat with the fat, organ meats. And they were, you know, honestly, they were, I won't say they were never sick, because every now and then they'd have a little one-day cold.
Yeah.
But they just didn't get sick. They were healthy kids. And what people don't realize is the number one protection against disease, the number one vitamin for our immune system, is vitamin A. And there's really only one place to get vitamin A, and it's not green vegetables and orange fruits. It's animal fats, and particularly butter. Butter from grass-fed cows, the kind of butter fat you get in raw milk, is vitamin A on steroids, so to speak, because we absorb that vitamin A much better than from any other food.
Vitamin A, vitamin D, which we're told we don't get enough of either. You see that? I don't know that there's a measurement. I get a couple of yearly physicals, and I'm always measuring D. I'm not sure what the measure is for vitamin A, and I don't know, actually, until you just brought it up, I'm not sure I actually ever focused on it or ever asked the question.
Well, it's very, very hard to test for.
Yeah.
There's really no good blood test for it. How's your night vision? You drive all right at night?
I actually have interesting. You do. You asked that. I'm going to a doctor in the next couple of days to have my. I'm getting fuzzy. I used to be able to see everything, but it's now getting fuzzy.
Yeah.
And is it cataracts, or there's not cataracts? There's something else that.
Macular degeneration, but really, that's really a sign that you need more vitamin A.
Okay.
And if I'm sure you eat plenty of butter, but it might be time to add some cod liver oil.
I have cod liver oil every day.
Oh well, that's good.
I have a cod liver oil in a bottle or a supplement from Standard Process. I have a liver supplement, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
that is really the sign that you do need more. So something.
All right. So I got to keep my eye on that. All right.
Yeah, right.
Hold on a second, Sally. Sally Fallon-Morell writing Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fat for Health and Happiness, here to discuss the Weston A. Price Foundation, the foods that we need to eat, how she and her organization are supporting family farms, that sort of thing. Yes, this is the American Family Farmer, and it's 16 past the hour.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
All right, we have 18 after the hour. Not like, it is 18 past. Sally Fallon Morell is here, author of the new book, Nourishing Fats. And that's what we're talking about, the fats. We were just talking about cod liver oil and those sorts of things. Your liver is going to be taxed also, one of the things that people don't think much about. And I wonder whether, as kids, I don't know whether you did, I remember getting liver and my sister sticking it in the drawer of the table because it tasted so horrible.
Well, there's good ways of making awful taste good.
Ways
of making liver taste good. And, you know, we used to eat liver once a week because the doctors told the moms to cook liver once a week.
Right.
That's how you prevented pernicious anemia. What they didn't realize was it prevented all sorts of diseases. So as a country, we really need to get back to eating liver from grass-fed cows.
Well, let's talk. Let's spend some time here on this. We're going to pause for some messages from a local station in a moment. But I want to get to an organization I am interested in and supportive of, Weston A. Price, because of how I was helped with the raw milk thing. But there are groups being developed all over the place. The Food Revolution Network, I don't know if you know them or not. There are a lot of activists who are concerned about the Environmental Protection Agency and banning things that are just plain bad for us. And I wonder if you, there are a lot of these groups that get very focused on lobbying. Do you do much of that? Is Weston A. Price
too? We don't do a lot of lobbying. We do a little. We do a little. But our focus is on the consumer, changing consumer eating habits one person at a time. We sort of are approaching this from the bottom up. Mm-hmm. And trying to create a huge demand for these kinds of foods, in raw milk especially. And then once that demand comes, we have provided help to farmers who want to meet that demand.
Right.
We established the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We send out action alerts. And, you know, it is working. When we started in 1999, there were 27 states that allowed farmers to provide raw milk in one way or the other.
Right.
Excuse me. And now there are 42. So we've gone from 27 to 42.
Yep.
So that's progress. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It should be all 50 states. The ignorance around this is one of my hot buttons because it is just plain stupid. There's no other word for it. The kind of fear and obnoxious rhetoric that comes around this stuff is just, it's pathetic. How people get away with spreading stuff around. It's kind of like the vaccine debate, in a manner of speaking. which is all part of our food and where it comes from and our natural health and well-being, all sort of things that go together. Sally Fallon Morrell here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 21 after the hour.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
And farmers, the focus on the American Family Farmer, 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, farm advocate extraordinaire, if I do say so myself. And so is Sally Fallon Morrell, who runs the Weston A. Price Foundation and has written a book called Nourishing Fats, F-A-T-S, Why We Need Them, Health, Happiness, that sort of thing. In the book, you look through a lot of various historical literature, stuff that you talked about goes back a you made reference a few minutes ago to the fact that a century ago, when people were eating much better, there wasn't the kind of sickness and illness. We didn't have cancer and heart disease. And things, and people didn't live as long. But
you know. As long as they weren't living in a tenement in you know, in the middle of a big city like New York,
right.
We were a healthy nation. We didn't have all these chronic diseases. We didn't have this epidemic of learning problems in our children. I mean, we were basically a healthy nation, and we ate, we had raw milk, we ate lots of butter, 18 pounds per person per year.
Wow.
We ate eggs, 3 to 4 times as many eggs per person as we do today. We were much healthier, and these are nutrient-dense foods that we just need to get back to.
Why? What brought us away from them? Was it just the advent of fast food, or was there something else going on? Maybe it's just our removal from the farm. And no smart. I mean, everybody used to have a cow. When I was a kid, everybody had a cow.
Right.
Yeah.
There definitely was and is something else going on, and it was very deliberate. It was a conspiracy to convince Americans that these fats that had nourished them for generations weren't good for them, that it was vulgar to use lard and you should feel guilty if you ate butter, and pushing people towards the vegetable oils. It was really brazen. I mean, I have one article in there which shows a heart wrapped up in Fleischmann's margarine wrapper. I mean, it was so blatant, this idea that you were going to have a healthy heart if you used Fleischmann's margarine.
Well, it's like the old days back in that era. You could see actors and even doctors promoting the best cigarettes. Right. The doctor in white coat says, I smoke Camels because they're better than Lucky Strikes. Hello.
Right. Hello. And, well, that's exactly what they got to do for the vegetable oils. They got the men in white coats to do their advertising for them. Mm-hmm. And then they made it government policy. I mean, it is government policy not to eat butter.
Right.
And this really hurts certain groups. For example, the Native Americans on the reservations, they are not allowed to have in their stores anything that goes against government policy.
Mm-hmm.
So they just get the vegetable oils and the junk food garbage made of the vegetable oils.
Because they're getting the excess from the government, and the excess then, the same as school lunches.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I just do under your breath, say, don't get me started on that. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, the school lunches are an abomination. The children are not allowed to have whole milk on the faulty premise that this will make them gain weight, and it's just totally unscientific. And in my book, I talk about the studies showing that children on skim milk and low-fat diets end up fatter. They eat more sugar, and they end up fatter. And so they're not allowed to have whole milk. The rest of the school lunches has to conform to the dietary guidelines, which are really inedible. I mean,
ridiculous.
You cannot eat that way. And then they have the vending machines selling the worst kind of junk food.
Yep.
So they go from the, I call it the puritanical lunch, to the pornographic vending machine foods.
Yeah.
But there's nothing in the school food, whether from the lunches or the vending machines, that's actually nourishing these children and nourishing their brains.
It fills you up. It doesn't do anything for the sustenance of your body. And that's sort of the point here to the book, in part anyway. Nourishing fats, why we need animal fats for health and happiness. Many naturopaths, many people who are in the natural wholesome side of academics and medicine will.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Huber's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Your health and well-being comes from having a good relationship with your local farmer. If you don't have a local farmer, then you're living in a bad neighborhood. There are even farmers in New York growing food on top of buildings, which is a new fascinating trend. I'm Doug Steffen. Sally Fallon Morrell is here with us on the American Family Farmer, aimed at helping people in the family farm business, people who use the items that are grown on our family farms. We're not talking about the huge agribusinesses. For me, they are anathema. Sally Fallon Morrell, I had a lady on this program a couple of weeks ago who had heard me take apart Monsanto and some of the things that are being done by them. It's easy to do that, and I don't want to be a part of a group that just does it because they're doing it. I'd like to think that I know what I'm talking about. And so when I referenced a couple of things like farmers being sued by Monsanto because the crops they were growing somehow or other interfered with the GMO crops that Monsanto had, and she was very upset. She said, "Prove it." And I, at the moment I was talking about it, I didn't have the stuff in front of me. But I think it's pretty common knowledge that Monsanto and its ilk are trying to control the food supply, and they are doing things that are good for what you propose in your book, Nourishing Fats.
Yes, right. And, you know, of course, our biggest concern right now, well, it's two things. What these genetically modified seeds do to us, and when they started out, when we started off with GMOs, nobody talked about the gut flora very much. But now we know that they totally mess up your gut flora, and especially in young animals, growing, you know, organisms, And all of the studies show that these young animals exposed to GMO food, they get holes in their guts and they have very bad digestion and so forth. But on top of that is the herbicide Roundup. We just published in our journal, the last issue, an article by Stephanie Sedoff, and it is just truly disturbing. Roundup is glyphosate, and glyphosate in your body will substitute for glycine. And glycine is the key amino acid in all your cartilage, your joints and your tendons and your skin and digestive tract and everything, all the cartilage there, and the collagen, excuse me. And Stephanie believes that the epidemic of chronic pain that we're seeing today is coming from the glyphosate, messing up all our collagen, so our bodies aren't holding together very well, and people are in just a lot of pain all the time. So that's pretty serious, and Europe recognizes this. They're getting rid of the glyphosate. They're getting rid of the GMOs. It's the European and Russian scientists that have done this work, and they know what the problem is. But Monsanto here and similar companies are so powerful that you just can't get anything changed from the top. And again, this is why we just don't even try that. We know that's kind of hopeless. What we're trying to do is just convince people not to eat these foods.
Yeah. The whole business, there are many things, many is the right word, but there are a lot of things that the new administration is doing that I support. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things they're doing that I don't support.
Yeah.
One of them is this, the agriculture, I wasn't sure at first. I didn't like what I heard about Purdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, and then some of my farm friends said, well, you ought to pay more attention because he's trying to do things different. And then this guy Pruitt got into the EPA, and there are things the EPA has done that are ridiculous.
Yeah.
The other side of it is that that there are some things, for example, what we certainly know about Monsanto and the stuff that they are producing that's just not good.
And it's not, it's funny, on our farm, we have a farm in southern Maryland, as you know, we produce raw cheese, we also produce pet milk, and we have come up smack against this with environmental rules being applied to our farm that are completely ridiculous.
Right,
like,
me too.
Like you can't take a tree out of a stream, you know.
Yeah.
Or if some little plant is growing here, then you can't graze your cows there.
Yeah.
And the people who came to inspect our farm, I tried to explain to them about managed grazing and all this, and they were totally dismissive of that.
Yeah.
No,
they're very arrogant.
Yes.
Ignorance and arrogance is a Molotov cocktail, and that's what we're dealing with.
And basically said, no, we need cheap food.
Yeah.
And you certainly don't expect to make money on your little farm. I mean,
why is that your business?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. And that's the kind of, I had a kid who had just gotten out of one of the public sector schools that was trained in supposed dairy culture, and he came to the farm and he's looking around at stuff and he says, well, that's not right over there. And I said, what's wrong with it? Well, it says here on page 46 that you're not allowed to do that. And I said, really? Let me see page 46. And he showed it to me. I said, well, I've been around cows all my life. I don't know from nothing about page 46. What I know is that what you're saying is foolish. And if you look, and I brought him and showed him what we were doing and why it made sense. And he, at the end, was talking to himself, but at least he kind of got my drift, and I sent him away because I was not going to do what he wanted me to do. But that's sometimes what you got to do, and a lot of farmers don't have that much gumption. You're full of brass, and I am too, but a lot of people
actually said, well, good for you, Sally, you're defending what you're doing. So there was a good cop, bad cop who came to our farm, but they kind of hinted that we had too many cows on our land.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, we're doing managed grazing. You can have a lot more cows if you do managed grazing. And they said, oh, but it's so much work. And
what's that going to do with you?
I know.
It's not the government. So this is why Trump has the support that he does, because there's too much regulation, too many regulators.
Exactly.
I had a guy come to my farm, oh, there's a puddle over in the driveway. We're going to regulate that because of the waterway.
Yes,
I said, are you out of your effing mind?
Yeah, this is exactly what they said. This little stream of yours, that's a federal waterway. And, you know, the original act was only for navigable waterways.
Right.
And then
rivers
Obama said, oh, no, it's for all water. A puddle on your farm we can regulate.
Nonsense.
And, but meanwhile, they're not doing anything about the real polluters, which are the big guys.
Yeah.
And it's the same old thing. When you have regulations, no matter how good they sound, they always end up being used against the little guy.
Right, and the big guys have the money to push, and they put all of their pals into these various offices to get things pushed in their direction, and then they go back to work for their companies, their respective companies.
Yeah.
What we don't have is a focus on growing healthy plants so that animals can be healthy, and this is at the root. This
no
lady
focus on nutrient density.
No.
And it's sort of like, well, we can't have expensive food because we need cheap food.
Yeah.
Well, what about affordable, healthy food?
Yeah.
You know, we're so smart. We're this great nation. Can't we all sit down and get together and figure out a way to have affordable, healthy food? But nobody is looking there.
Well, but the money trail brings us around to understanding that if you look at the board of directors of Monsanto and Dow and whatever the other American companies are, Agrimont also, but to a lesser extent anyway, but you look at ADM and Cargill, and then you go over to the drug companies, and you look at the boards of directors for the drug companies.
Yes.
Hello, how many of the same names do you see on both sides?
And you know what, I really think, people say, ask me, you know, where is the opposition to raw milk coming from? And I really think when you scrape away all the layers, it's coming from the pharmaceutical industry, because the kind of dairying we do does not use hormones. We don't use antibiotics.
Nope.
And, you know, animal feed is their number one market for antibiotics. And the people who drink the raw milk don't need inhalers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're healthy.
Right.
And I think ultimately this is where the opposition to raw milk is coming from.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right about that. We're having a conversation with Sally Fallon Morrell as to how it applies, how the Weston A. Price Foundation applies to farmers who follow in those footsteps, like I have, and others who are locavores that are using the food. They want to find the food that she's talking about at the website. You go to westernaprice.org, and you'll see a lot of the things, including donating to help becoming a member, help keep their stories and the information alive. And Sally's book is called Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fats for Health and Happiness. More on that in a matter of moments here, 44 past the hour. If you're hiring for your farm, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place has not usually been enough to find quality candidates. You need a herdsman, need somebody to be a production person, you need somebody to be a mechanic for the equipment, whatever it is you need. The perfect hire is available by going no further than ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to hundreds of job sites instead of just one. Find candidates anywhere, not just in your backyard. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the right person for your farm or your agricultural business. They're not hiding. They're there in plain sight. You just got to hit all the websites so everybody knows what you're looking for. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is available now, free. We have a deal. You use it first by just going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and explaining what you want and having them help you out, and it won't cost you. So try it. See how it works for you. That is great farm employees, ag employees, at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Yeti's face, because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Work Shoe. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's Healthcare Advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with an observation about Scott Pruitt, who is the new EPA administrator. He's the head. He has moved to reject the scientific conclusions of the safety experts who, in the past administration, recommended that Monsanto and its insecticides be banned at farms around the country because of the harm it does to children and farm workers. Pruitt's an idiot. And I have no use for this. This is one of those conundrums for me, because I'm very supportive of what a lot of the Trump people are doing to curb the overregulation that's been done. So when I see things like this, and I just see this guy who, in my opinion, is just not that smart. He may have the wrong ruling or the right ruling, and I don't say he's not smart because I don't agree with him. I say he's not smart because he doesn't sound smart, and he's not acting smart. There's plenty of information. I mean, you got to be blind and deaf and dumb to this, to not think that there's some more than an implication of fact in terms of what comes out of these farms and what comes out of the factories that are making this stuff. This is a loser decision by a loser administrator. Why would you allow anything in use that has even the slightest chance of causing harm? Your job is to protect the American public, not protect the chemical manufacturer. We are getting the good with the bad. Maybe that's a good way of putting it. It's deregulation. We need deregulation, but we need re-regulation also here. It's madness to think these things are considered okay by anybody who's got a brain. It just is the height of stupidity. Scott Pruitt, you should be ashamed of yourself. So I see it. All right, 47 after the hour. A few more minutes here with Sally Fallon-Morell, who's written a book, Nourishing Fats, about the animal fats that we need to have. You'll be entertained when you read the book. Kind of shocking, some of the stuff, but for sure, her theme of butter, eat more butter and real milk, the whole idea of that. If you look for that logo, Real Milk, there's a blog about me. I, because of being a dairy farmer, I'm more prone to talk about it. And people criticize me, Sally, because I don't have as much dairy discussion on this program as I do produce, but there aren't that many dairy farmers anymore. They've all been run out by the various processes that have brought milk. I mean, we're bringing milk in from New Zealand and China.
Oh, I know. It's that milk protein concentrate, which is illegal, actually.
Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to say, I think the thing that we're proudest of at the Weston A. Price Foundation is our chapter system. Mm-hmm. We have over 500 chapters worldwide, and if you're looking for these wonderful kinds of foods, raw milk, grass-fed animal foods, eggs, produce, good, you know, good quality produce, go to WestonAPrice.org and click on local chapters. And each local chapter, their number one job is to keep a food list of what's available in your area. So they will tell you where the raw milk is. They will tell you where to get the good eggs, whether it's directly from the farm or local stores. And I think that's just a wonderful service that we give. And this is our philosophy. Let's create customers for these farmers. Yeah. And any farmer listening to this, make sure that your local chapter knows about you, because they're going to send customers your way.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's the thing. That's what you did to help me. We had at one point in time, before the weather kind of drove me out a couple of years ago, I'm about to get started again, but we had 4,000 people who were in our database for raw milk at my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, which is not exactly in the hotbed of places where you'd expect to find raw milk. But anyway, there are lots of really positive things, and that's why I focus on this book and the idea of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Sally Fallon Morell, again, the book, Nourishing Fats, Why We Need Animal Fats for Health and Happiness. Find it at the WestonAPrice.org website or on Amazon or wherever books are sold. Sally, good to have you back again. Good to talk with you. It's 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Farming in the springtime in America, 53 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen here at my own calling. I answered my own calling when I decided we were going to do commentary. So I have some thoughts about the new bill that will allow farmers to sue Monsanto. Under what circumstances? How does this work? If you're of an interest, no matter what side you're on, I think you'll find the information I have and my point of view on this to be of interest. So that's up next here on the AFF.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's Yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds. Guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
All right, so the focus on Monsanto, you know what my attitude is, what my opinion is about these people, this company. There's a move afoot to try to curb the argument that I had with this woman a couple of weeks ago who was in support of Monsanto and what it did for farmers and having to grow food. No talk about the quality or what happens. There are farmers in Oregon that look like they're going to win a lawsuit against companies like Monsanto. There's a bill in the Oregon legislature that's under consideration. If it's passed, it will allow farmers and landowners to sue biotech companies like Monsanto for essentially trespassing on their property. This is brilliant. Listen to this. The bill states that, quote, it allows cause of action against patent holder for genetically engineered organisms presented on land without permission of owner or lawful occupant. The defenders of the bill believe that it's a step in the direction to remedy problems caused by these GMOs. As a group called the R Family Farm Coalition that supports this bill, talking about it in an interview that I saw, quote, this is not a wild legal grab. We'll not be compensated for our angst. We'll only be compensated for provable legal damages. A lot of contamination from GMOs, and this can cause those of you who are farmers like me and listeners, there are dramatic losses that come. People run the risk of being rejected by export markets. The Europeans will not buy anything that's genetically modified. Chemicals also lead to highly resistant weeds and insects that are nearly impossible for most of us to get rid of the natural way. And the dealing with these people is very time-consuming. Farmers who own organic crops could be subjected to losing their organic certification if their produce becomes contaminated, which diminishes the premium earned on their product. As more markets are looking to carry non-GMO produce, farmers have an opportunity to meet that need and typically get paid a higher price. Like the average farmer doing dairy, lucky to get $20 a hundredweight for the milk in conventional usage. But if you're selling and producing organic milk, about $30 a hundredweight. So a third more, some cases even more than that. But if you've got stuff that's being grown in fields next to yours that comes from Monsanto, when the wind blows the silk, anything that's in the pollen over and it becomes combined with what you're growing, you lose and it gets tested and they find that it's not organic anymore because there's nothing about Monsanto that's organic. That's for sure one thing we can agree on. Then you lose your credibility. You lose all of your credentials. It's horrible. And, you know, this lady that was on took exception with me talking about Monsanto bullying farmers with their seeds, as they end up on farmers' land. They have sued farmers for not paying them or not, you know, you're not supposed to, the corn actually is engineered, modified so that you can't plant it and it won't grow again. This kind of stuff. So hopefully we'll keep our attention on this, bill that's in Oregon. And we hope other states will take this up because it is a state, it's not national, it should be a state thing. Let's all keep a good thought for this going through and for having the ability to stand up to these people more than anything else. That's what I praise. That's the way I see it. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.